This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the Spanish Harlem Orchestra takes the stage tonight at the Sheldon, many in the St. Louis audience may feel the urge to dance. But as St. Louis Public Radio's David Caceres reports, bandleader Oscar Hernandez wants concertgoers to listen.
Pianist Oscar Hernandez appreciates how much people want to dance. After all, the Spanish Harlem Orchestra specializes in a fusion of Latin music and jazz. Much of its music celebrates the connection between musicians and dancers. But Hernandez says there's nothing like a concert hall.
I love playing for sit-down performing arts centers, audiences, as much as it is dance music, because it is dance music. I want the people to understand and to listen to the beauty of the music from a listening perspective. And oftentimes, dance trivializes that.
The Spanish Harlem Orchestra transports listeners back to the golden era of Latin music, when bandleaders like Tito Puente and Machito lured dancers to New York clubs and showcased their instrumentalist skills. Hernandez grew up in the South Bronx, where he heard those Latin big bands from every other door and every window. He began playing professionally at 17 and joined singer Ismael Miranda's band.
Back in those days, New York City was amazing in terms of how much music, how many places to play. There were literally 40, 50 clubs to play in New York City. That's how my music career started, and I've been blessed since then to play with so many amazing people.
The Spanish Harlem Orchestra also can tap the Fania music boom of the early 1970s, when a new generation captured the pulse of the city streets. Hernandez has performed with a host of Latin music greats, from Puente and Celia Cruz to Ray Barreto and Ruben Blades. At 63, the pianist is the standard bearer of Latin jazz. Hernandez founded the Spanish Harlem Orchestra 15 years ago. He says the 13-member band thrives on strong musicianship and a time-tested blend of horns, vocals, and percussion.
With Spanish Harlem Orchestra, you get the best of both worlds. You get a great dance band, but you get also a Latin band that's sophisticated harmonically, sophisticated in terms of arrangements, sophisticated in terms of musicians who create and improvise on the spot, which is not happening in commercial music anymore.
The band's repertoire owes a lot to the collaborations between Afro-Cuban musicians and the North American counterparts in the 40s and 50s. But Cuba's 1959 revolution severed those ties for a long while. Hernandez and other Puerto Rican performers have kept those connections alive while also expanding the music. But Hernandez says the Spanish Harlem Orchestra's music also springs from the path Latin jazz took in New York, where Latino musicians developed their art as intensely as other jazz artists did.
I'm clear on the music, I'm clear on the path, I'm clear on the history, I'm clear on the evolution, and I'm clear on how beautiful the music it is, you know? And I don't feel it merits to take a backseat to any other style of music.
His mission, he says, is to attract people of all generations to their shows. For Oscar Hernandez and the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, that big band sound is alive and kicking. I'm David Caceres, St. Louis Public Radio.